From KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota, this is Fine Tune. Hello, I'm your host, Wendy Nordquist, here with an hour of music tonight. It's all about Lauren's Heart. Lawrence, born May 2nd, 1895, lived only to the age of 48, but in his stellar career with his Broadway superstar teammate Richard Rodgers, they came up with some very famous songs. Lawrence, born in New York City to Jewish immigrant parents, did not have the easiest life, but he left behind beautiful lyrics. Right now we're hearing Blossom Dearie at the piano. We'll hear the lyrics to that coming up from Ann Hampton Calloway. We'll hear the four freshmen, Tony Bennett, the Mamas and the Papas, Mel Torme, Tierney Sutton, Chet Baker, John Pizzarelli, Maud Hickson, Eliana Elias, Glenn Miller, Frank Sinatra, Carly Simon, Kenny Rankin, Sarah Vaughan, Vic Damone, Rosemary Clooney, and Nat King Cole. Blue Moon from Blossom Dearie in 1955. We'll turn to 1955 and the four freshmen next. Thank you.
doesn't the breeze delight me? Stars appear. Why doesn't the night invite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves me. Spring is here. Spring is here. Spring is here.
The Four Freshmen, 1959, Spring is Here, a song originally from the 1938 Broadway musical comedy, I Married an Angel. The team of Rodgers and Hart was together about 20 years and wrote the words and lyrics for 26 Broadway shows. And they were very successful at their work. We'll have another version of Blue Moon next from Anne Hampton Calloway now, from a recording of hers from 2006.
Once upon a time, before I took up smiling, I hated the moonlight. Shadows in the night that poets find beguiling seem flat as the moonlight. With no one to stay up for, I went to bed at 10. Life was a bitter cup for the saddest of all women then. Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart. I found the love of my own.
There are hundreds of versions of Blue Moon and all different styles. I chose Ann Hampton Calloway's as it had the opening verse lyric that I had never heard before. And I love the line, "Once upon a time before I took up smiling." And it seems this song began its life intended for a film, and it changed forms along the way, and I'm not exactly sure when it first was used as it is now. I didn't know what time that happened. Tony Bennett will sing, "I didn't know what time it was."
I didn't know what time it was. Then I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was. How sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was. You held my hand. Warm like the month of May it was. And I'll say it was grand. Grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was. Life was no prize. I wanted love, and here it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is. Yes, I'm wise, and I know what time it is. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now.
Song that began its life for the 1939 musical Too Many Girls, and then in 1957 it was added to the film Pal Joey, sung by Frank Sinatra. Next, two contrasting versions of the same song. We'll hear The Mamas and the Papas, followed by Mel Torme.
Sing for your supper and you'll get breakfast. Songbirds always eat if their song is sweet to hear. Sing for your luncheon and you'll get dinner. Dine with wine of choice if romance is in your voice. I heard from a wise canary, trilling makes a fellow willing. So little swallow, swallow now. Now is the time to sing for your supper and you'll get breakfast. Songbirds are not dumb. They don't buy a crumb of bread. 'Tis said, so sing and you'll be fed.
wise canary. Trilling makes a fellow willing. So little swallow, swallow now. Now is the time to sing for your supper and you'll get breakfast. Songbirds are not dumb. They don't buy a crumb of bread. 'Tis said, so sing, just sing. La 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 la. Sing and you'll be fed.
Mel Torme, Sing for Your Supper, recorded in 1956. And we heard the Mamas and the Papas version from 1967. The song was composed to be debuted in the 1938 Broadway musical The Boys from Syracuse, which was based on William Shakespeare's play The Comedy of Errors, the first Broadway show based on a Shakespeare play. Broadway musical, I should say. We've got another duo with the Mamas and the Papas, and Tierney Sutton here is Glad to Be Unhappy.
so glad.
Tierney Sutton, Glad to Be Unhappy, a song written for the 1936 musical On Your Toes. It has a ballet storyline, and it sounds like a pretty dark story. And it was an early use of classical dance and jazz music in a Broadway score. And the Mamas and the Papas version from 1967 was recorded for use on a television show called ABC Stage 67. It was a series of shows about all different kinds of performance, and it was Rodgers and Hart Today. So that's what prompted that version of Glad to Be Unhappy on this Lawrence Hart, the lyricist, version of Fine Tune on this fine spring evening. I'm Wendy. Thanks so much for joining me. And Lawrence Hart, sometimes called Larry by his friends, has been called the expressive bard of the urban generation, which matured during the interwar years. But a fellow writer friend said that Larry was more specifically writing songs that were part of the play. They were meant to be acted, and Larry was a playwright, is what his friend said. Another song that's had a long life after its Broadway beginnings is this one, sung by Chet Baker.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change your hair for me. Not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine. Stay. Each day is Valentine's Day.
My Funny Valentine, which became Chet Baker's signature song, and his version was inducted into the Library of Congress's National Recording Registry due to its impactful significance in the musical world. 1954. We'll turn, and did I mention that song was introduced in the Rodgers and Hart musical Babes in Arms in 1937. And the song has appeared on more than 1,300 different albums and at least 1,000 different versions are out there. We'll turn to John Pizzarelli next.
Johnny could only sing one note, and the note he sang was this. Poor Johnny one note sang out with gusto and just overloaded the place. Poor Johnny One Note yelled willy-nilly until he was blue in the face. For holding one note was his ace. Couldn't hear the brass, couldn't hear the drum. He was in a class by himself by gum. Poor Johnny One Note got in Aida, indeed a great chance to be brave. He took his one note, howled like the north wind, brought forth wind that made critics rave. While Verdi turned round in his grave, couldn't hear the flute or the big trombone. Everyone was mute, Johnny stood alone. Dogs stopped yapping, lions in the zoo all were jealous of Johnny's big trill. Thunderclaps stop clapping, traffic ceased its roar, and they tell us Niagara stood still. He stopped the train whistles, boat whistles, steam whistles, cop whistles, all whistles bowed to his skill. Sing Johnny one note, sing out with gusto and just overwhelm all the crowd. Sing Johnny one note out loud. Sing Johnny one note. This is just a little samba built up on a single note.
John Pizzarelli with a wonderful stylistic mashup of Johnny One Note with One Note Samba. Another song from the Babes in Arms musical comedy of 1937. A story about some teenagers on Long Island who put on a show so they won't be put in the sent to a work farm by the local sheriff while the kids' actor parents are on the road for months trying to revive vaudeville. And there was a movie version that came out shortly after featuring Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney, and the story was changed quite a bit, I guess. We'll hear another of Lawrence Hart's lyrics. Song written by Richard Rodgers. This one from Minnesotan Maud Hickson. It's Everything I've Got.
I have eyes for me to give you dirty looks. I have words that do not come from children's books. I have a trick with a knife I'm learning to do, but everything I've got belongs to you. I've a powerful anesthesia in my fist, and the perfect wrist to give your neck a twist. Hammerlock holds, I've mastered a few, but everything I've got belongs to you. Share and share, share alike. You get struck each time I strike. Me for you, you for me. I'll give you plenty of nothing. I'm not yours for better, but for worse. And I've learned to give the well-known witch's curse. I've a terrible tongue and a temper for two, but everything I've got belongs to you. Struck each time I strike, me for you, you for me. I'll give you plenty of nothing. I'm not yours for better, but for worse. And I've learned to give the well-known witch's curse. I've a terrible tongue and a temper for two, but everything I've got, ooh, it's not a lie, but everything I've got belongs.
Maud Hixon with Everything I've Got, first performed in the musical By Jupiter, based on a play called The Warrior's Husband, which is set in the land of Amazons. And the stage show featured Ray Bolger as one of the house husband hat shopping men, while the women went out and did battle and ruled the world. And a film version of that had been planned, had been thought about with Martha Ray and Laurel and Hardy, but it never came to pass. That would have been funny, too. We'll turn to Elian Elias next with Blue Room.
We'll have a blue room. A new room for two rooms, where every day's a holiday, because you're married to me. Not like a ballroom, a small room, a whole room, where you can smoke your pipe away with my wee head upon your knee. We will thrive on, keep alive on, just nothing but kisses with Mr. and Mrs. on little blue chairs. I'll wear my trousseau and Robinson Crusoe is not so far from worldly cares as a blue room far away upstairs. came a kissing with Mr. and Mrs. Oh, little blue chaps. I wear my trousseau in Robinson Crusoe. He's not so far from worldly cares as a blue room far away upstairs. A blue room far away upstairs. A blue room far away upstairs.
Eliana Elias singing and at the piano with her husband on the bass. And Blue Room, a song from the musical comedy of 1926, The Girlfriend. We'll turn to Glenn Miller next with Oder Wann.
Sah dich mir heute voller Liebe an, kann ich nicht erinnern, wo und wann. Du warst schon damals lieb und so galant, dein Lächeln wie heute hielt mich so im Bann, kann mich nicht erinnern, wo und wann. Manchmal, da täuscht mich die Erinnerung. Schein ist und doch glaub ich daran. Ich glaub, dass wir uns schon gesehen, einmal geküsst, einmal geliebt einmal, doch wer weiß wo und wann. Doch wer weiß wo und wann.
Where or when in German is wo oder wann? It's not a person. I had some misinformation in front of me. Another song from the musical, I think it was from, well, I'll remind myself which musical it was from, and I'll let you know. And here next is Frank Sinatra.
The sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick toboggan when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hates, the conversation with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again. No more pain, no more strain. Now I'm sane, but I would rather be punch drunk. The pulled-out fur of cat and cur, the fine mismating of a him and her. I've learned my lesson, but I wish I were in love again. The furtive sigh, the blackened eye, the words I love you till the day I die. the self-deception that believes the lie. I wish I were in love again. When love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of performing seals, the double crossing of a pair of heels. I wish I were in love again. No, no more care. No, no despair. Now I'm all there now. But I'd rather be punch drunk. Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of a him and her. I don't like quiet, and I wish I were in love again. In love again. In love again.
He's a fool, and don't I know it, but a fool can have his charms. I'm in love, and don't I show it, like a babe in arms. Love's the same old sad sensation. Lately I've not slept a wink since this half-pint imitation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched,
bewildered am I. If they ask me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met, so the world would never forget. And the simple secrets of the plot is just to tell them that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers, as my book ends, how to make two lovers of friends. To tell them that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers, as my book ends, how to make two lovers, two perfect lovers of friends.
A couple songs from the 1940 musical Pal Joey. That was I Could Write a Book, sung by Vic Damone. And Carly Simon gave her version of Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered from that same show, Pal Joey. Carly Simon's version, 50 years after the Broadway show opened. And Frank Sinatra with I Wish I Were in Love Again, that song from the 1937 musical Babes in Arms, as was Where or When, the version we heard sung in German from Glenn Miller and the Lost Recordings of 1944. We'll hear Sarah Vaughan, up next, singing a song from the 1937 musical comedy I'd Rather Be Right. It's Have You Met Miss Jones?
What do you need now? Have you met old Jones? Someone said as we shook hands, he was just old Jones to me. Then I said, old Jones, you're a guy who understands. I'm someone who must be free. And all at once I lost my breath, and all at once was scared to death, and all at once I owned the earth and sky. Now I've met old Jones, and we'll keep on meeting till we die. He was just old Jones to me. Say, baby, 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 baby,
somebody, ya ba 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 wee wee. I'm someone who must be free. And all at once I lost my breath, and all at once was scared to death, and all at once I own the earth and the sky. And we'll keep on meeting till we die. Oh, Jones and I. Oh, Jones and I.
Sarah Vaughan from 1960. Well, I could fill hours with examples of the work of Lawrence Hart, lyricist, and Richard Rodgers, his writing partner for more than 20 years, but I've only got time for one more. And it was written for a show in 1930, and it was never used, and it came out as a solo release in 1955 for the first time. And we'll hear Kenny Rankin's version from 2003. Of She Was Too Good to Me. I'm Wendy. You are good for listening to KYMN. Thank you so much.
She was too good to me. How can I get along now? So close she stood to me. Everything seems all wrong. Would have brought me the sun, making me smile. That was her fun. When I was mean to her, she'd never say, go away now. I was a king to her, who's gonna make me gay now? I'm so blue. She was too good to be true. Too good. too.